This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to
be? All right, you guys are troopers. I want to thank the callers for holding. Levant is our guest. I love how this guy's just taking action behind the scenes. He's like, boom, hit this website. Boom, here's how you do it. Here's how you stay on air. Here's how you get security for your people. Because they've got to get security for Tommy Robinson. Tommy wouldn't even have been on the air the last few years if it wasn't for this guy. So Ezra is a man of action over at the Rebel Media. Who's been holding the longest? Is it Joe? Is it, yes, it is Joe. Then it's Lee and others. Joe in Minnesota, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, brother. Thank you for holding. What do you think about the whole impeachment?
I think he might be. I think he might be pulling a little bit of wool over his head. I heard this morning that there's two omnibus bills that he's going to be signing tonight, and in one of them, it basically says that. So, if you're currently an illegal citizen in the United States right now, and you go pick up a so-called refugee, that person cannot be deported. Not the refugee, but actually the person who is picking them up.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know if you can pass it out.
Oh, that's a good point. What are they legislatively passing while we're distracted with the impeachment?
That's a big thing. You know, and actually, I don't know if you're also aware of the he just passed, or he, I didn't say he just passed, he just signed an executive order, but just this week, about protecting a certain class of people. And if you look up H.R. 672, paragraph C, it says you can't even accuse these people of actual real events.
Okay, you're talking about how the left is, with Ilhan Omar and that, is absolutely just obsessed with Jews and Israel and the universities. I mean, they think everybody is involved in something and everything. And so all the other leftist groups are protected and all these other groups are protected, but then Jews aren't protected. So if you're going to have this thing going on at the campuses, I mean, I've seen what Trump's doing with that executive order, and I've seen those interpretations of that law. And look, I don't like the ADL going after free speech. I don't like that being used by the left to take everybody's rights. Ezra, what do you think about this?
It's a tough one because free speech is the gift you have to give to your opponents if you want it for yourself. And it's tough. It's tough to hear people say
things. Conservatives don't have speech. Christians get attacked. I mean, it's open. I mean, it's really trendy to hate Jews on college campuses.
Oh, it's terrible. And the thing is, it moves from just words to physical violence. I say this. There's a phrase out there, wartime conservative versus peacetime conservative. That's the difference between a Donald Trump and a Mitt Romney. And sometimes if you're not punching at the Antifa, I don't mean that physically.
So, yeah.
I mean, be crystal clear. It's like what we talked about with Savannah. She gets pushed. She says, oh, well, no. Don't punch back, but litigate, prosecute.
Sure, but going back to that point is that I read the order and I read what it says. And if it ever gets interpreted where somebody, you know, can't say any Semitic stuff, that's their right to do it. I'll be against it. But what I think it's saying is those schools can't sit there and basically run people out of there because they're Jewish.
Right. Well, I mean, again, you put in the analogy of black or Asian or whatever, and they wouldn't allow a Klan rally at a university, right?
Yeah.
Now, listen, I'm a pretty far down the road free speech absolutist because I know that they take that. What, that's the strategic freedom upon which all the others are built. And you've suffered that more than most. So I'm slow to deplatform somewhere else. But there's a difference between words and deeds.
Well, I think Trump is, you know, being called anti-Semitic, all this made up crap. So he's like trying to show the left, hey, look, and also using the laws that already apply for everybody else on the colleges.
Yeah.
Well, the colleges have turned into anti-free speech. You know, groups. And again, with the left, there really is an obsession with Israel. Look at Cenk Uygur of the Young Kurds. He said the way to handle Israel is a bulldozer.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you want to bulldoze Israel? I mean, again, so many right wingers joining this in this hatred of Israel thing, like Israel's one monolithic thing, and it's very dangerous.
Yeah. You know, Will Chamberlain says, seize the endowments. What is he saying? These big universities with their multi-billion-dollar endowments. I'm not for expropriation, but that's a fun rhetorical rebuttal to leftists who say go after the capitalist billionaires. Well, let's start with those big universities.
Well, I totally agree, and I'm glad the caller brought that up. It was a good point, a good debate. But Trump's right with his executive order saying, we'll take the university's funding if you don't allow free speech. So this other direction, Trump's not perfect. We'll see what actually happens with this.
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Caller said Trump's pulling the wool over our eyes with this impeachment. The Democrats really hate Trump. I mean, this is real. Now, I think it's backfiring on them, but that's not a conspiracy. That's that the Democrats want power.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump's not behind this impeachment.
No, that's too complicated. Occam's razor, usually the simplest explanation is the right one. That's too tricky. This ain't 4D chess. This is Trump derangement syndrome, plus the squad pressuring Pelosi, plus the truth is this will put an asterisk next to Trump's name for all time. He was impeached. Now, that doesn't actually mean a lot, but it's a smear, and low-information voters will say, oh, he was impeached. That's the explanation here. It's not quadruple tricky.
Well, I don't want to get off on the Israel thing. It's a tar baby, but being around universities, being around the left, they literally call everyone Nazis.
Yeah.
Constantly, like parrots. And then Jews are the most evil thing on the planet. We need to blow Israel up, bulldoze it. And it's just, these people are the closest thing to Nazis I see in the modern world. Antifa is the most fascist thing I see in the modern world.
Well, and they use the tactics of the brown shirts. Now they're black. They call it the black bloc. They have the, the look, the feel, the style. They are the paramilitaries of the left. You know, here's what worries me about calling Trump a Nazi. I think most people know it's hyperbole, but you got 300 plus million Americans. What if one in a million people actually believe?
What happens if Trump gets assassinated?
Well, that's the thing. You search on Twitter any given moment, assassinate Trump. You'll find 100 examples. Someone might have a screw loose. Someone say, I'm going to be famous. Someone might actually truly believe it. We talked before about that, that hypothetical mental game of imagination. If you could go back in time, would you kill baby Hitler? What if one in a million people said, oh, my God, we actually have a
Hitler. And it's way more than that. They had that guy during the last campaign.
It's probably
got in with a gun to the event. They barely stopped him.
It's probably one in 10,000 people. Maybe one in 1,000.
Let me tell you, they're willing to, in front of police, throw bottles at us hard and attack women. It's
well, that's the thing. It's the broken windows theory of law and order. You got to if you let
a little bit of crime, it grows
because you normalize it, and that's why Savannah Hernandez is not just a trifle. Because if that's okay, well, then maybe it's a...
You don't have to tell me. I'm pissed.
Yeah, well...
I am pissed right now.
I mean, I'm... And I think it's about self-respect, and it's about reteaching the rule of law and social norms.
But at a fundamental level, the fact that the police didn't do anything, regardless if she wanted to press charges or not, that's their job.
I don't know what they saw, but what I know what we saw, and we got to bring that to the attention of Kyle. But here's the thing about using the word Nazi. And if I can speak to this for a minute as a Jew, I know what Nazism is. I know what the Holocaust is. And if Trump's a Nazi, you're saying that Hitler and Trump are the same. Well, Trump's not that bad. So that means if Trump is no better than Hitler, Hitler is no worse than Trump.
Sure, it waters down the term.
It does. And where's the Anti-Defamation League? Where's the Anne Frank Center? Where's the Holocaust Museum saying, whoa, you can't...
Well, they're all just leftists now saying, open the doors to Islam.
Well, the head of the ADL used to be a senior Obama staffer. and he moves straight in the Anti-Defamation League. And you'll notice how gentle he is with Democrats, and he really doesn't object to calling Republicans Nazis. I think he is undoing the Jewish people by letting the left turn that world
into nothing. There's no doubt that he literally... I've seen his speeches. He's like, Islam's wonderful. Our friends, oh, they're so good. We love you. And then anyone criticizing the squad and people, he'll come out and attack them. So, this guy's bad news. Now, let's go to Jefferson in Virginia, where they're trying to do gun registration and confiscation. They're openly talking about ordering the military to take the guns. The military had to respond and say, we're not doing that. Wow, that's America, December 2019. Jefferson, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Gentlemen. What a great show.
Thank
so much
you.
To cover. It's almost overwhelming. My thought is, when it comes to the Senate, we got to watch out here. There's 8 Republican senators we can't trust, and the number in the Senate is not 67. Okay? They don't have to get to 67 to convict him. It depends on how many senators are present when they hold a vote in the conviction phase.
And that's why they want to run it out through Christmas, and exactly. They've done it before.
Right, so the number could be as low as 47 could actually convict him.
A quorum.
They might convict him with 55 if 8 Republicans vote with the Democrats. So we got to be on the watch for how many Republicans are actually physically in the Senate when they get done with this silly trial. When it comes to witnesses, I don't want the witnesses called in the trial. I want Lindsey Graham to step up in the Judiciary Committee and call witnesses in a hearing.
You found yeah, they went to music a little early, sir. Go ahead and continue. We're having some computer problems today, but please continue.
But when it comes to calling witnesses, that's a double-edged sword where we could get hurt, too, by the 8 Republicans that could vote with the Democrats and call witnesses that we can't stop from them calling and then not help us get our witnesses on. So that's a quagmire we don't need. We just want to put the impeachment trial behind us, get through it, and then have Lindsey Graham essentially call witnesses in a judiciary hearing on this whole Comey and
what is the punishment for the Democrats in this fiasco? Not being reelected. I mean, it's only going to encourage them to have a new hoax. Russiagate, now the impeachment, you know, the racism gate. Ezra?
Well, we saw in Brexit people who tried to meddle with the Democratic results while the Labour Party had its worst result in a century. And if the Democrats come across to severely normal voters, I'm talking about middle-of-the-road, independent-minded voters, as wanting to have... rigged the election in their own way by removing Trump not through an election but through some shenanigans, they may get the lash of the voters in November the same way Jeremy Corbyn did. I don't know. Listen, this is something that as a Canadian, I'm not deeply immersed in the nuances of.
Yeah, but no more than I do on a lot of subjects. Thank you, Jefferson. Another really smart caller as well. Thank you, sir. Okay, Caleb's been holding a really long time. Thank you, Caleb. You're a real trooper. Thank you. You're on the air. Give us your take.
Alex, I just want to start by saying Merry Christmas to you and your crew. You guys, your sacrifice, it does not go unnoticed. So,
hey, listen, the way you've backed us, we're just going to fight harder. But I got to say, the way the crew's been hitting on all cylinders, Savannah and just everybody, Owen, Millie, everybody, Caleb Bennett, I mean, Rob Dew, just the whole crew, David Knight, all the editors, I'm very proud of the InfoWars operation.
I completely agree with you. I think Owen started a tidal wave last week. I saw the video of Savannah this morning, and you just feel absolutely helpless watching it. And
I feel like I want to beat the living snot out of some people. I mean, I'm being honest here. I mean, I'm getting pissed.
I was going to say, that lady, she doesn't know what a bad temper is. She's never seen a bad temper.
Well, I'm talking about the men. Savannah is tough. She doesn't whine. And now she starts telling me men were elbow checking her? I guarantee I see some man hitting one of my female reporters, I'm going to jump on them. And they're gonna know a temper. I'm getting sick of these people, man. They need the fear of God in them.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole army listening right now that, you know, they would all be standing right behind her. So,
well, we're going to have to create the InfoWars posse that's legal and lawful, but just folks that come out to events when this happens. Because like you said, Ezra, they target women and people in wheelchairs and crutches and little kids.
Yeah, it's the male feminists. They're the worst.
We saw Antifa up in Canada where the men, the Islamic men, get in the old lady's face.
With a walker. And he was a Syrian refugee. Welcome to Canada. and he repaid Canada by going after an 87-year-old woman in a walker.
Why did they not have that ship? Like, I would never think about going after a woman or an old woman in particular, but that's who they go for. Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm going to target weak people.
Yeah.
I would go for the biggest guy if I was going to attack people. I'd wind up, run straight at them, and break their neck. I wouldn't go pick women.
Yeah.
Because instinctively, that rallies your enemies to crush you.
Hmm.
You know, chivalry is actually built into this so we win. We only go after men. It's programmed that way. You don't go after women. What the hell's your problem? Man, I tell you, I'm so pissed right now.
Unhinged.
Well, I mean, they're such punks that they think they're allowed to do it. God bless you, Caleb. All right, all these other callers, Carlos, Lee, Dennis, James, Aaron, transfer him over. Owen's taking over. He will go right to your calls. Right to your calls. Right, you're going to get on. We love you. Problem with 20 phone lines is, though, it might take 2 hours for you to get on, but you're on in 2 minutes when we come back from break. Ezra LeMann from Rebel Media, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
RebelNews.com, RebelNews.com. Be sure and check that out. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. And please, buy your Christmas presents with us or we won't be here in a year. Thank you, Ezra.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The terror within, and I rise committed to oppose the insidious forces which threaten our republic. America is being severely injured by this betrayal, by this unjust and weaponized impeachment brought upon us by the same socialists who threaten unborn life in the womb, who threaten First Amendment rights of conservatives, who threaten Second Amendment protections of every American patriot, and who have long ago determined that they would organize and conspire to overthrow President Trump. We don't face this horror because the Democrats have all of a sudden become constitutionalists. We're not being devoured from within because of some surreal assertion of the socialists' newfound love for the very flag that they trod upon. We face this horror because of this map. This is what the Democrats fear. They fear the true will of we, the people. They are deep establishment D.C. They fear. They call this Republican map flyover country. They call us deplorables. They fear our faith. They fear our strength. They fear our unity. They fear our vote. And they fear our president. We will never surrender our nation to career establishment D.C. politicians and bureaucrats. Our republic shall survive this threat from within. American patriots shall prevail. Mr. Speaker, I yield.
And that is absolute truth from Clay Higgins, representative from Louisiana. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer now in the driver's seat. I will be with you for the remainder of the Jones Show and then the War Room, where we will be carrying live coverage of the impeachment. Really, this is the Cold Civil War being broadcast on national television. That's what this really comes down to. Now, its costume, its appearance is impeachment hearings, but its real fabric is a cold civil war where the Democrats want to destroy America and the Republicans just want to at least have America. And that's really what this comes down to. Because what would an enemy of America do? They would overthrow our leader, they would censor our free speech, and they would disarm our citizens. They would also kill our unborn. Ladies and gentlemen, I just described for you the Democrat Party. So before we go back live, I'm going to take these last two calls. But man, I'll just say this, when I was listening to the Democrats step up one by one and just lie through their teeth knowingly, it's never been more heavier on my heart. These people are going to hell for what they're doing. And it's not even about America. It's about deceit, conscious deceit, willing deceit, and an attack on innocence for people that just don't know better. And so they got a special place in hell for people like the Democrats today lying about what Donald Trump has and hasn't done. Now, let's go back to the phone lines before we go back live to these hearings. And again, we'll be covering this all through the night. Let's start with James in Texas. Go ahead, James.
Yes. Hey, just want to thank InfoWars and Alex for all the great products. I just ordered the $99 pack. What I wanted to say was about the Epstein thing. I was a correctional officer, federal and state, and it would be easy to slip in there and do what they did to him, because we had people on suicide watch. They usually were people like him. Yet the rules were 15 minutes. You had to check up on him walking down the run, right? And so they could slip in. Somebody from another outside agency could come in there and do whatever. You know, I mean.
Well, and it turned out the normal guards weren't on that night. And, of course, you had all the camera anomalies. So there's look, we know Epstein didn't kill himself. I mean, you know, I, you can place your bets on what you think happened. He didn't commit suicide.
Well, the thing is, when you're on suicide watch, you have to, like, I had a guy that was in soft restraints. Okay, and I could talk about this now, but I couldn't for a while. He was he was prosecuted. He was with Al Qaeda at the time, and he was sent down to Guantanamo Bay. He's down there for, I think he got triple life or tribunals when they were in there. And I had to sit in front of his cell, and this guy was in soft restraints, and I was able to give him cigarettes. And this is very unlikely, but they wanted to keep him calm and transferred to the mental facility they have in Rochester, New York. I don't know if you know about the, anyway. But I had to sit literally in front of the cell, and I gave him, I lit cigarettes for him. And I gave him coffee, and I had to remind him to hand me out his utensils because they were afraid that he would do something to himself, right? But he was sitting there, you know, basically we shortchanged him because he was trying to hurt himself, tried to cut himself with a plastic spoon, right? He took it on the concrete, had him in there on a concrete bed and a mattress, and we had to take his blanket away so he wouldn't hurt himself. But, you know, this guy had taken a plastic knife and cut from his elbow all the way to the end of his fingers, like six times on each side, had staples. And when the physician's assistant went in to take the staples out, he was trying to pull them out with his teeth. That's why we had to put him in soft restraints. So he wouldn't bleed to death. And this guy was wacko. But I'm just saying, it just.
But this is not even the behavior exhibited by Epstein. He didn't even exhibit really suicidal behavior. They put him on the suicide watch. I think it was more because he was such a important witness.
Policy. Well, no, that's policy from the ADA. Because what it is in a federal, he was in a federal lockup, and I forget where. But no, that's policy. Because when you're accused of a crime, you're a high risk for suicide watch. So you put, that's just policy. That's institutional policy. That's ADA rules. Certified every year. That's something you have to do, because when your highest rate of suicide, and I even took some college courses, we had to go to training every year for the medical, is during that time for pretrial, and plus what he was there for. And if you talk to any of the wacko groups like the Supremacists and the ADA and all the other groups and the 13s that are in lockup, some of the ones that I've sat on before they were transferred, they'll tell you in a heartbeat, because, you know, they're never getting out of prison. They look at that person that's done what Epstein done and said, look, you know, I'm never getting out of here. And then a guy will come up to him and say, look, you want to be blood in, blood out in our group? We'll send $10,000 to your family to get rid of this dude. I don't remember years ago in Arizona, the guy that was killed, the pipe bomber, the guy that went into the Islamic church and killed the people with the pipe bomb. They stabbed death on my watch when I was working at the
joint. Yeah, exactly. Thanks for the call, James. It just all comes down to the same thing. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. No matter how many ways you want to analyze it and break it down and split it open, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. So people can debate what happened there. Clinton, Prince Andrew, Netanyahu, doesn't matter. Epstein didn't kill himself. The deep state got away with whatever it was again. To what ends? I don't know. Maybe we'll find out. We'll be right back.
It's too late to order Christmas presents in most areas of the United States for your friends and your family. But it's not too late to do it for yourself and to keep the InfoWar on the air and stronger than ever. Everybody who watches the show can see that I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm more focused. I'm the best I've ever been. And you know why that is? I said 4 months ago, I'm going to religiously take all the products, because I've never taken all of them. And then I always forget to take them, and I see my stamina, my energy, everything plunge. When I do take the products, the X2, the X3, the bodies, and all the other great products, like the bone broth, you name it, my life is so much better. The probiotics, the MycoZX, it's incredible. These things have changed my life. They've changed so many others, but it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar, so you can't lose unless you don't take action. Step to the plate, give yourself the gift of health, InfoWarsLife.com. Take action.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're going to take another caller here. The scam impeachment debate is still going on right now. Of course, it's really just the Cold War being broadcast on TV. The Democrats who want to overthrow the president, censor Americans, disarm Americans, kill their unborn children. No, that's the Democrat Party, not a foreign country. Before we go back to the phone lines, though, folks, we have the 12 Days of Christmas specials happening at InfoWarsStore.com, and as you know, your support at InfoWarsStore.com makes it possible for us to be here and do these powerful transmissions. Because, look, you've seen
you know, you've seen what's happened in some of the mainstream news out there that sometimes supports Trump, sometimes doesn't. Well, we're getting close to that time where they're about to go anti-Trump, too. And now is the season to support InfoWars as you celebrate Christmas and give gifts to your friends and family. So, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com, part of the 12 Days of Christmas special. I believe you have one more day now to order from InfoWarsStore.com to have guaranteed delivery for Christmas. And today's special is 60% off Alpha Power from InfoWarsStore.com. And that just piles on top of the other specials, like 60% off Brain Force Plus, 60% off Ultimate Krill Oil, 60% off Ultimate Vitamin B12, 60% off Turbo Force, 60% off Knockout Sleep Aid. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank this audience so much. Okay, let's go to Dennis in Virginia on the impeachment fraud hearings. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Owen. How's it going, Owen?
Good, Dennis.
Yeah, this impeachment thing is crazy. You know, the Democrats, they are just so out of control. And if you see what's happening here in Virginia, I'm calling from the part of Appalachia. It's in the southwest corner of Virginia. These people are trying to take away our Second Amendment rights. I think the governor and the House up there in Richmond, they need to take a look at our state seal again, because it shows the goddess of virtue standing over top a dead tyrant. And our state motto, adopted in 1776, is Sic Semper Tyrannis. That means death to tyrant. But what concerns me is, you know, we do have law enforcement, and all the citizens are gearing up against this. If the federal government calls this an insurrection, could this lead to an event like the Battle of Blair Mountain in 1921, where the feds were sending against the coal miners?
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know this. If they actually attempt to remove Trump from office, if they actually reach that point, I don't think it will get there just with impeachment, but if they actually attempt to remove him from office, I do think there will be such a backlash, and I do fear that there will be violence. I don't want this. I don't want a civil war. That's the last thing I want, believe me. But, I mean, we're talking about an enemy of America. Again, I said this. Let's define the traits. Let's define the behaviors. Let's define the characteristics of an enemy of America. Well, they would overthrow our leader. They would censor our free speech. They would disarm our citizens, and they would kill our unborn. Well, I just described the Democrat Party. So, I mean, this is serious business right here. And I'm at a point now, and people that follow the War Room that I host from 3 to 6, which will have continued coverage of this and open phone lines, from 3 to 6 at InfoWars.com/show and band.video. I'm usually obsessed with news. My point is that this is it. I mean, this is the history. This is it. There's nothing bigger than this happening right now. This is either America lives or America dies. The Democrats either become tyrants, become authoritarians, become dictators. That's what they want. Or America stands up and says no. And Trump is the figure piece. Trump is the king piece in chess that we cannot let them topple, or that's their victory over America. Now, again, what happens after that? I don't know. We still have millions of armed Americans in this country. Again, I'm hoping it doesn't get to that. But you're not going to remove our leader illegally, and we're not going to sit here and take it. We're not going to sit here and be run over by tyrants. Exactly, Dennis.
Yeah, you know, I think we got some battles ahead, and I think they want to use Virginia as maybe a test case on the Second Amendment and, you know, how much support there is for Trump. But if anything, I mean, us as patriots, we're getting stronger by the day. In spite of what the Democrats are doing, we're getting stronger.
Well, I can certainly feel it, and I think that everybody can. And it's going to be an interesting furlough over Christmas and New Year's before we really spiritually gear up for 2020, politically gear up for 2020, and batten down the hatches for the storm that is quickly ahead. Dennis, thank you so much for the call. Now, Louis Gohmert is speaking right now. I want to get this live. The crew is working on getting Louis Gohmert's comments live. So, guys, let me know when that's ready. But, again, When the Alex Jones Show concludes here at 3 o'clock Central, I'm going to continue this coverage on through the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. And we're going to continue live coverage of the Cold Civil War happening in Congress today. And we're going to have open phone lines, your responses to it. But I'm really just floored. I can't believe that the Democrats are actually... I mean, I can't believe it. I mean, we knew they were going to do it. We told you they would do it. I guess what I really can't believe is just the unmitigated nerve for them to be such bold-faced liars, to be such conscious deceivers, to be so willing to be phonies and frauds for all America to see. And I look at a Jerry Nadler, and I wonder... What blackmail do people have on that guy? Because I'm sorry, I cannot think of another rational explanation as to why any Americans would be behaving like these Democrats are today. I can't fathom it. They have blackmail on them, folks. Nancy Pelosi is as crooked and dirty as the day is long. So is Adam Schiff. By the way, the wave of people confronting politicians continues today. Ben Burquam, who's been a guest on InfoWars many times, a patriot, confronted Adam Schiff peacefully, legally, lawfully, read him his Miranda rights. We'll have that clip on the War Room. But I do wonder, when are American citizens going to say, we've had enough? And yeah, it's starting slowly but surely, and it's the same name and the same faces. But when is the average Joe going to stand up? When is the average Jane going to stand up? When is John Dowd going to stand up? When is Jane Doe going to stand up? When does John Smith step up and say, I've had enough? It's on the precipice, folks. Because a lot of these people never thought it would get this far. A lot of these people still aren't paying attention. They just think it's politics is normal. It ain't. The Democrats are trying to overthrow this republic. Point blank. The Democrats are trying to overthrow your rights. And they've got all the quote-unquote civil rights groups bought off now and paid for, totally corrupt, like the ACLU, the ADL, the SPLC, all anti-American scum, all communist scum. The only justice, sadly, would be for these Democrats to be arrested. That's it, folks. That's it. They're the ones obstructing Congress. They're the ones engaged in sedition, and they know it. And America knows it. And I got news for you. You remove President Trump, it's not going to be good. You throw the likes of Nadler and Pelosi in jail, nobody's going to shed a tear. Let me tell you something. The day Hillary Clinton goes to jail, the day Barack Obama goes to jail, you know, conservatives don't usually do rallies and parades and marches and stuff like that. It will be like the day we won World War II, ticker tape parades everywhere, America rejuvenation, like the shackles have been lifted off of us of corruption.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
To what we're witnessing here today. And I put out a question on Twitter today. What happens if Trump is removed from office? What happens if the Democrats remove Trump from office? And people still have this notion that, no, it's impossible. Ladies and gentlemen, they have effectively already removed Trump from office, if you think about it. Trump has not been able to do most of the stuff that he should be able to do because of this nonsense. The Democrats have stopped America from uniting behind Trump and this American rejuvenation because of all their nonsense. I mean, that is removing Trump from office. I mean, that's kneecapping him. That's chopping off his arms and legs, and all he can do is roll around in the Oval Office. So this whole notion of, well, Trump's still the president, we're still winning. No. these blood-sucking demons like Jerry Nadler being allowed to do this. I mean, I don't think people realize how serious this actually is. And a certain level, I mean, I can't even fathom it, quite frankly. I mean, this is literally, we are in the death throes of this republic right now. And it cannot be emphasized enough. And I can't even look at Jerry Nadler without seeing Satan. I can't even look at Hillary Clinton without seeing Satan. I can't even look at Nancy Pelosi without seeing Satan. But forget that. What it really is that the average American sees these people and knows that they're total corrupt criminal politicians, total anti-American scum. But there they are, folks, trying to dictate this country's fate, trying to destroy this country's backbone, trying to suffocate us. I really don't even know what to say. And I really just want to play this Louis Gohmert clip and just go back live. In fact, guys, can we just go live to Nadler speaking right now so that my head will blow off in anger? Can we just do that? Let's just do that.
Just 19 minutes after President
Trump.
All right,
this is Louis Gohmert. Never mind.
19 minutes. Freshman Congresswoman from Michigan told a group of supporters,
no, I'm sorry.
We're going to impeach the mother blank shortly after she was sworn in. Even Speaker Pelosi admitted last week that the impeachment effort has been going on for 2.5 years, long before any phone call between two world leaders. In fact, 71% of the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee supported impeachment before the phone call. The impeachment sham is based on hearsay, conjecture, and opinion. You know what? You can't even get a speeding ticket in this country based on hearsay. But yet we're going to impeach an American president based on just that. Where are the crimes of treason, high crimes, or misdemeanors committed here? Those are things that constitute impeachable offenses, not hatred or policy disagreements. If memory serves me right, Congress told the administration to withhold aid to Ukraine until they got their act together, address corruption.
And you know, by the way, so this is live right now. By the way, I want to address this, and then we're going to go to Louis Gohmert, and then I'm taking over on the war room here. I thought more deeply about this whole Ukraine gate thing that they're trying to push, and we got to quit playing ball with in their arenas. We got to quit giving them home field advantage. We ought to own it and say, yeah, Trump did want Biden investigated. He's a damn crook. He's a damn criminal. Yeah, good. Investigate Joe Biden, that damn crook. Arrest that bastard. Absolutely, Joe Biden is corrupt as the day is long. Absolutely, Trump wanted him investigated. Absolutely, Ukraine was investigating him. He is a pervert. He can't keep his hands off of children. He literally talks about it. This is sick. And this is what the Democrats defend. And we're left here to play in their arena and say, oh, Trump innocent, Trump innocent. No, Joe Biden is a damn treasonous. I need to stop right here. Let's just go to Louis Gohmert. I'm losing it. I just need to calm down. I can't do this today. My voice is already going.
Yes.
These damn Democrats are the spawns of Satan. Let's go to Louis Gohmert, please.
I thank my colleague, Chairman Nadler. I thank him for the extraordinary job.
One thing hasn't changed, and that is the intent to impeach this president. It's always been there. But let's be honest. The president turning his back on Ukraine, that happened in 2009. Because in 2008, Ukraine invaded Georgia. What happened? Bush put sanctions on Russia to teach them a lesson. What happened after that? Well, in March of 2009, Hillary Clinton was sent over to Russia with a reset button to say, Bush overreacted. We're okay that you invaded Georgia. It was a green light to Russia to invade Ukraine. And what do? Oh, yeah, you send blankets and MREs they can eat and be warm while the Russians are killing them. That is what the Obama administration did. This is a travesty. And we're in big trouble because Schumer was right. Now, It's lowered even farther, the bar. It will be used for political battles, and this country's end is now in sight. I hope I don't live to see it. This is an outrage. I yield back.
Gentleman from New York.
Absolute Veritas from Louis Gohmert. And he got it. Remember, he was the first one that said, look, the Democrats are committing treason. They're trying to start a civil war. Said it months ago. And you can see the conviction. You can see him almost brought to tears. And it's the same thing. It's the best of both worlds. You know, in one sense, America's rising in his back. And in another sense, these satanic demons known as Democrats are trying to kill us. Let's go to now Adam Schiff. I'm going to try not to have my head explode live on air, but Adam Schiff is a spawn of Satan. Let's go live to a spawn of Satan.
Conduct of our elections. I would say that the founders could have little imagined that a single president...
Oh, the founders. The founders who they say need to be erased from history.
Except
I can't do this, man.
This is exactly what this president has done. Hamilton, among others, seems to have predicted the rise of Donald Trump with a staggering prescience. Having won freedom from a king, the drafters of our Constitution designed a government in which ambition was made to check ambition, in which no branch of government would predominate over another, and no man would be allowed to be above the law, including the president, especially the president.
Mr. Schiff, since with whom you are under arrest for treason.
Then with the
you have the right to remain silent. You are not required to say anything to us at any time or to answer any questions. Anything you can or anything you say can be used against you in court. You have the right to talk to a lawyer for advice before we question you and have him with you during questioning. If you cannot afford a lawyer and want one, a lawyer will be provided for you. If you want to answer questions now without a lawyer present, you will still have the right to stop answering at any time. You also have the right to stop answering at any time until you talk to a lawyer. Do you understand, treasonous Adam Schiff?
Investigation to be undertaken, just simply announced to the public. The smear of his opponent,
Do you understand that's a lie?
Would be enough.
Joe Biden is not Trump's opponent.
To affect
Joe Biden hasn't even got the Democrat nomination. So the very basis of that is a lie. But it doesn't even matter to these people. Seriously, I don't want to debase the war room coming up for the next 3 hours where I have great guests and Savannah Hernandez. And I don't want to debase it just by starting and yelling and my head popping off and just referring to these people as Satan spawns, even though they are. So I'm really just going to open up the phone lines and just play the audio from the cold civil war that's being broadcast now on TV. But sign off the Alex Jones Show with this. This is everything InfoWars has been telling you for the last 20 years, folks. Okay, it's all here now. We've reached the point. I don't know how else to put it to you. I was brought to tears earlier today listening to all the Americans standing up and confronting politicians. Another one just happened today. Ben Berkman read Adam Schiff's Miranda rights. The next stage here is the Democrats either arrest all of us and kill us, or they can back off and we can just have America rejuvenate, resurge, and come together. But they're not going to. They're going all out, and you know how this is going to go, folks, and it's not good. So we really just need to pray to God more than ever. We really just need to pray to God to just bring these people to justice, because it doesn't seem that there's a man willing to do it. I pray to God there is, but it's just unbelievable, folks. I'll be right back hosting the war room. I cannot believe the treason the Democrats are under. Only God can save us now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.